God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
You sure you believe that? How many believe that even more this morning?
Amen.
What a great God. We're going to have our first brother come and give a greeting to you. You know John and Judy Engstrom. They've been with us just a few weeks ago. And since 2008 on his staff has also been Pastor John Branson. And now you need to know our brethren have come here this morning to bring the blessing of the Lord. And we all sound like we have accents to them. They're absolutely precious in the Lord. And Pastor Branson has been with John and Judy for how long now?
Since 1902.
Faithful, precious man of God, and he simply served as our brother's chauffeur this morning. What a glorious carload that must have been, just the two of them driving down the road. But we just are so glad that you're here. So, Pastor John, would you come, and then I'll introduce our other guest with us this morning. Let's welcome him in the name of the Lord. And we say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
And blessed are the feet that bring good tidings of great joy. Oh, wrong side. I like to stand out front, you know. Seems like we're held in there in a shed. I just like to be open. But I greet you in the name of the Lord this morning. I loved when we came here. We felt the joy of the Lord so strong in this place. I wanted to leap. And I loved what the ladies were doing with the flowers. And I noticed this because I see the ladies who put flowers in our church. I love it when, you know, they're presenting it to everybody in the, you know, from the love that they have in their heart for the Lord. Well, my theology is I love the Lord because He first loved me. I heard the ladies playing that this morning. It's one of my most favorite hymns. You know, it's because the Lord first loved me. I have a long story, but I have only 2 minutes. But I was saved out of being a hopeless alcoholic back in 1980. I was just a hopeless alcoholic. I mean hopeless, hopeless, hopeless. Didn't want to know anything about God. Didn't want anybody in my face telling me about God. But the Lord persisted after me and came for me, and I even felt, I told a girl I was living with at the time, I said, I think somebody's tugging on my sleeve, and I said, I think it's God. Of course she thought I was mad and crazy and the booze had finally got to my head. But it was the Lord, and He was persisting on keeping after my heart until I finally crumbled and I gave my heart to Jesus back in 1980, and I've been saved since then. I was a miner at the time. I was a coal miner before I came to the States, but I was a miner here in Wyoming. So I have a funny accent, part cowboy, part part English, and I'm going to introduce a man who's part South African, but he has a funny accent also. But it's great to be here, great to be just here in the presence of the Lord. I love the songs, kind of like a Hawaiian flavor. I love it. I thought, people need to wear those, what do you call those? Lays, yes. Lays me down to sleep. But I loved it. It was just beautiful. And the presence of the Lord is powerful and strong here. And I love it. I love what you're doing with the place and just, you know, bringing the presence of the Lord to the people and the wonderful Word of God. I like it that you're going through the Bible, the whole thing. Amen. Just lovely, yeah. The Lord taught me that when I first got saved. I had lots of time on my hands because I used to spend all my time in the bar. And I'm going, what shall I do now? You know, all my friends forsook me. And somebody said, why don't you start reading the Bible? So I went from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. And the Lord has gave me many nuggets of gold from His Word. But I just love being in the presence of the Lord and with His people. And I thank you there for the... Let me introduce all. Are you going to introduce? Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you start with anything that's on your heart? You say what's on your heart about this.
Oh, about him.
Yeah.
Pastor Chris. Let's see. I've known him. Let's see. Is it over 20? Over 20 years. Yes. And, you know, and through those years that he keeps coming from South Africa, we see him once a year around Thanksgiving time. And it's a precious time for him to come and to be with a church family who is seen grow and seen many there at the beginning and then are falling away even. But the Lord is really doing something in these days. He is really calling to people's hearts to get a hold of their heart. And like you said, the days of Noah are upon us, you know, and the Lord is really speaking to people's hearts, to grabbing them. And we love it with Pastor Chris because he always brings us something that is out of his heart. Not necessarily what we want to hear, but it's... I'm saying that out of respect because sometimes we need to hear something that shakes our bones, you know, and shakes us up. And I remember he said years ago, he said, the Lord is bringing us into a time where we have never walked before. And from that time, we have been a church that we have gone to places that we never thought possible. And we look forward to the future because we know the Lord is really stirring up men's hearts. And this man has been used all over the world. I don't know how many miles he's traveled in his lifetime. It's, more than, I don't know, millions, I would think. Millions of miles that he'd be able to tell us anyway. So...
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Let me just say a few things about him because he probably won't say them about himself. We are absolutely honored to have these gentlemen with us this morning. Most of all, we're honored to have our Lord Jesus leading the way, but we give honor where honor is due. Pastor Chris, Dr. Chris, is a leader of leaders, a father and mentor to many. Some of the things said about him, a bridge builder, enabler, a combination of intellect and godly humanity. He's an internationally renowned conference speaker, ministers regularly in countries across Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, and the USA. He's been engaged in high government positions in conflict resolutions in Africa and South Africa. And his book that we have a few copies left is in the back of the room. This has just been published, and I read this week, and I cried and was moved and just filled with respect for the man of God, his family. And you can always tell the credibility of a person by how the reality is in those who are most close to them. Namely his family and every one of them serving God. And what a powerful, powerful, precious testimony.
He's helped. He was with Reinhard Bonnke for 4 years, and he's helped establish crusades and conferences, renewals of the Holy Spirit, bringing healing politically in his own nation in South Africa, as God brought an end and hopefully continues to bring an end to the evils of apartheid. Some of the most remarkable things you'll read about in this book. I highly urge you to pick up a copy of his book. He played a key role in the South African Christian Leaders Summits and initiated by the president. He's just a fascinating wealth of stories, but he's lived them all. But most of all, what I want to tell you about, I could go on and on, and probably should. But what I want to tell you about most is I had a chance, in one quick minute, to meet him by way of introduction from Pastor John. And all I can tell you is I immediately knew the presence of Jesus, the humility, the grace, and the fantastic presence of God in my brother. He was the most humble guy. He actually even spoke to me. And so Pastor John said, well, do you want him to come on Sunday? And I said, well, sure. Then I went to Pastor John. I don't know if you know this. I went to Pastor John privately. I said, you sure you don't want him in a big church this Sunday? He said, no. He's going to come be with you. And I will tell you this. I hope that in the Lord, this is only the first of so many times that you will come to be with us. We say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You have our honor and our respect. And we are so grateful that you're here with us this morning. Let's welcome Pastor Dr. Christian Lodewijk. Did I say that correctly?